This is X-Ray FM.
KXRY, Portland.
At 91.1 and 107.1 FM.
And in the Halo, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach. At 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere. At X-Ray.FM.
Sensors indicate no sign of pursuer.
Time to blast off and escape to respected Ladyland, an imaginary world where we live the fantasy of women being centered in the story of the golden age of the record industry. Yes, for this episode, we've booked a spaceship to respected Ladyland, and I am your captain, DJ Action Slacks, who is taking you on a musical journey to find where intergalactic 70s sounds meet Latin rhythm.
Because on this episode, we're listening to the early recorded works of Sheila Escovedo before she was known as Sheila E., the coolest person on planet Earth. And here she comes right now on the congas with her uncle Coke Escovedo on Timales. From 1979, Herbie Hancock, supported by Sheila E. on congas. Sheila Cecilia Escovedo was born in Oakland, California in 1957. Her father's side of the family produced several highly prolific and influential Chicano musicians, representing punk, jazz, funk, rock, and Latin music. Fusion, one could say, as well. I read that her onstage career began with her uncle Coke Escovedo's band Azteca, And she certainly teamed up with her father, percussionist Pete Escovedo, who was also in that groundbreaking Latin rock band, Azteca. Right now, you're hearing Sheila Escovedo on congas with her father Pete on timbales. The song Linda Chicana off of their 1977 album, Solo 2. This episode of Respected Ladyland is to demonstrate that Sheila E. was an established and widely respected musician before meeting Prince. She didn't materialize due to Prince's magical musical powers. In fact, she was making and recording some of the hippest jazz, funk, and Latin-based music of the late 1970s, including this, one of my signature 70s dance DJ records from 1978, Patti LaBelle, featuring Sheila Escovedo on timbales.
Go back.
Sheila E. was a member of George Duke's band, beginning in 1976, appearing on 4 of his LPs as his percussionist. She's credited with co-writing and drums on this song that you are hearing on the Respected Ladyland Radio Project. Listening to the electrifying radio station, X-Ray FM. Thank you. 1970's sixth track is Baha'i, credited to keyboardist Morrill Saunders with Sheila E. on congas. I'm DJ Action Slacks. You're listening to the late 1970s percussion work of Sheila Escovedo, before she became musical superstar Sheila E. This program is called the Respected Ladyland Radio Project. And now, from 1978, Heat and Sheila Escovedo with Ain't That the Truth, from their LP Happy Together, on which Sheila plays drums and congas.
We'll be right back.
And now another longtime staple of my DJ library, Confunction from 1979 with Sheila Escovedo on timbales.
We'll be right back.
yeah. You're listening to what I'm assuming is your favorite radio station, X-Ray FM. From 1978, that was George Duke featuring Sheila E., and the song was called Percussion Interlude. I'm DJ Action Slacks, spotlighting the musicianship of Sheila Escovedo before she became known as Sheila E. This program is called The Respected Ladyland Radio Project, dedicated to spotlighting the contributions of women to the record industry during its golden age. Once again, I am DJ Action Slacks. I specialize in dance records made between 1945 and 1979. You can find out more about me, my projects, dance parties, and sign up for my email list to receive notifications about my upcoming in-person events at djactionslacks.com. You can also send me a message using the contact form right there at djactionslacks.com. Right now, we're hearing a track from Alfonso Johnson's 1976 LP, Yesterday's Dreams. The song's called One to One with Sheila Escovedo on congas and whoopee whistle. We'll be right back. Giro from 1979, the song Carry On with Sheila E. on Timbales right now. Blam!
Hey!
Reaction Slacks, you're hanging out in respected Ladyland and listening to the congas of Sheila Escovedo from 1977 for Harvey Mason. Run away with it, Sheila E. X-Ray FM. This is Pete and Sheila Escovedo from 1979 with Burrito Bandito. I hope you enjoyed the time we spent in a deep dive in the waters of respected Ladyland, immersing ourselves in the early recorded percussive works of Sheila Escovedo before she was overtaken by the glamorous life of Sheila E. And I would like to take a moment to thank her for being such an inspiration to me as a child in the 1980s. We had a few pretty dynamic ladies in pop music during that time, but nobody was cooler than Sheila E. on those timbales. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Looking good.
I'm DJ Action Slacks. If you ever need a vacation from reality, just know this. You can always visit me in respected Ladyland anytime you wish by visiting the archives linked to my website under the radio show section at djactionslacks.com. That is also where you go to get a hold of me. You can reach out to me using the contact form at djactionslacks.com. Taking us home is Billy Cobham with the Muffin Talks Back from 1978 with Sheila E. on Latin percussion and congas.
We'll be right back.
Run away with it, Sheila E.